Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King. Everybody can be great because everybody can serve. We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes show up to help build what King called a beloved community. And indeed, this region reflects a beloved community in the number of folks engaged in community serving. Today, we are with the folks from Skillmation. We have Martha Trollen and Ben Bauermeister. And Martha, you're the executive director from Skillmation. Is that your title? Do I have that correct?
I'm one of the founders, and I think officially on the board, I was president because I don't want women to be secretaries anymore. So Ben's the secretary.
I love it. I love it. Well, let's start by telling us a little bit about yourself and how you came to be involved with Skillmation and how that concept unfolded as an organization in this community.
It actually happened about the first year that my wife Loretta and I started coming out here. And we had gone to some kind of gathering, another event, Centrum or some kind of thing like that. And as we would always do at the end of those, we would sort of, who'd you talk to? And we both would be usually pretty gobsmacked by the amount of talent and
indeed,
and skill in the town. And then Loretta blurted out, you know, this is already a university without walls. We should just index the talent in this town.
Oh, fascinating.
And it was kind of like a bulldog on a pant leg that wouldn't let go. And so 5 years later, Ben and I were sitting having some whiskey, and we were just drunk enough when I blurted out that idea. And he looked at me and said, I know how to do that. Do you want to do it?
Oh, marvelous. Yeah. Ben, so do I understand? So I love indexing talent. But, you know, the efficiency of that has to come with some framework. And is that your role, Ben?
That's my role as well. You know, I had been heavily involved with a local group called Collective Impact, which was all about attracting and retaining young people and families in Jefferson County. And I, too, saw this wealth of experience that we had in the community and schools that were trying to get more community involvement and thought, how do you provide that bridge? How do you connect those dots? How do you give the person who's the preeminent translator of ancient Chinese poetry in the world an access point to the kid in the classroom who might have an interest in that? And so we built the Skillmation website, which allows anybody to go up there, post what they're good at, post their experience, and then other people can find them. So
I saw mention of that organization called the Local Collective Group, and so a lot of Skillmation's inception is driven by somewhat of an asset or a need that we see in the community.
Yes,
is that right?
Absolutely true. You know, it's at its simplest level, Skillmation is just a open calling card out there for people to find other people with like interests or skills. And what we learned was, I think originally we thought we'd put up this website and then we'd dust off our hands and be able to sit back and watch it get used. And instead, it really made Martha and I and also Doug Ross kind of the lightning rods for any mentorship activities that are going on in the county. So whether it's a job fair down in Quilcene or the ninth grade mentor program up here at the high school or tutoring at Blue Heron or the senior projects or the Young Professionals Network Business IQ classes, we're all of a sudden involved in all of those things because we've got this connection to a community of people that are willing to share their expertise with others.
So if I understand, the primary tool within the organization is a website, a resource.
Correct.
That did you write the platform?
I didn't write it. I invented it, and we hired the best and brightest to build it for us.
And is this a franchised organization, or is this just something that exists only in Port Townsend, Martha?
It actually time only exists in Port Townsend. We wanted to prototype it. We think that sharing skills as community assets is a really important idea. Mm. But we want to prototype it here, and we want to see if we actually make it work. And then we actually would like to take it on the road and see if there are other counties that want to do this. And then what we would be able to do is give them the web interface, a playbook on sort of best practices on how to do the community organizing that you need to do this, because it's labor intensive, and then be able to, after they build, connect so that you would be able to connect Skillmation communities, so that people could actually look for a much broader wealth of skill and expertise.
I want to pick up a little bit more with Ben about the Young Professional Network. That's something sure. I want to put a pin in. We could drill down a little bit on the different demographics that you see interfacing with Skillmation. We have a student population. We have a volunteer population with skills. So mm-hmm. we have the needs and the assets, and then we have the professionals.
It's also really important to understand, particularly in a place like Port Townsend or Jefferson County, one of the oldest counties in the United States. I think we're fifth. One in three people is over 60. But we're also a retirement community. And it means that people like myself moved here after child-rearing age or after raising kids. I didn't have kids, but many of the people who moved here did. And so there isn't a natural connection to the schools and to young people and young families. And what's clear demographically right at this moment in Port Townsend is that we need to attract and retain young people and young families into Jefferson County.
Absolutely.
And so this was also by design, building that bridge between folks like myself, who've come here after careers but have a wealth of information and talent and skill and energy, and a way to connect into young people in this community.
I do. I really see that there is a need for multi-generational influences or interactions, a place or a space where we can engage through that. Mm-hmm. There aren't any natural. I'm past the child rearing myself, and I see, how do I get involved in my community? But I also think about the economic drivers that this organization can really support.
Absolutely.
Too. We have the educational, we have the cultural, and then we have the economic drivers, which I just find fascinating. On the school portion, you have a mentorship program that you have in all of the schools. How does that work for the listener who doesn't know a thing about Skillmation?
The big step forward for us this year was Dr. John Palm coming in as new superintendent a year ago. And he had a very successful mentorship program when he was working with the schools in Bremerton. And he wanted to make that happen again here, but on a broader scale, and have it reach all ninth graders as they work their way through their high school years. And so he knew the program that he wanted to implement, but he didn't have access to that fairly extensive mentorship base that was necessary to pull that off. And so he contacted Martha and I and Doug and said, can you provide me 25 mentors for this program? That was just like, our call to arms. It was wonderful for us to get that request, and easy for us to contact our, installed base of mentors, if you will. And we put out a request hoping to get 24, and we got over 50. That allowed them to extend the program a little bit at the school. It allowed us to have backups for when people are traveling or are sick or out of town. And that program kicked off just last month. And there was one student who went home and told their mom that it was the best day that they'd ever had in public education because they got to meet these great people from the community.
And there were two students. It's Jennifer Cruz's class, life skills class in ninth grade. And there were two students that came up to her after the first meeting saying, I really don't have sort of stable, reliable adults in my life. This is great. Mm. And she came back and reported that to the mentors. And
that's a rewarding, rich statement to hear.
Yeah, really. Yeah. And she said without that program in place, it may never have come across her radar that those kids were in need of some adult profiling and adult interaction, which is really what that program is about. You can put it in the guise of we're figuring out careers, but really what we're figuring out is how to get young people to start to communicate with and get an exchange going with adults in their lives.
And as I think about the volunteer who becomes involved with your organization. Was there reticence? How does it work for a volunteer as they go on your website and they've seen this or heard this program? They fill out a lot of personal information. They are obviously compelled by their passion, perhaps, or their interest in their skill set. What does a volunteer do to get started with Skillmation? How does it begin?
What I suggest and what I think happens with people that we've given cards to or hear about it is they go on, they look and see, it's called benchmarking. They look and see if somebody they know is on the website. Oh, yeah, you know, Julie's on there. Wow, okay. And they start looking around at other people's profiles.
The profiles are public.
Right. The profiles are public. And what's so interesting about the website, and Ben is really responsible for this, is that we had lots of talk about people having the capacity to decide how much or how little they really want to volunteer. So you can go on there and say, I'm willing to look at a business plan over a cup of coffee. That's it.
That's
right?
Cool. That's
or
cool.
I only want to do stuff on the internet. I don't meet in person, but we can have an internet conversation about what you're trying to do. Or, you know, I'm willing to take on a mentor and we laugh about it, you know, build a new bedroom onto the house and have a new kid. It's really the mentor being able to decide, because we knew that people have very different amounts of time, amounts of energy, and amounts of interest.
And different skill sets, too.
Right.
And do you ever find yourself vetting out or redirecting folks that, you know, perhaps I have a skill, but maybe I'm not so people-friendly, or I was thinking a little bit more about the adult programming that you have, or not program per se, but the Young Professional Network. On your homepage, I thought it was really interesting, artistic welder experienced for young professionals. So what I gathered from that profile, or the front introduction, was this is a person who has a business or is an artist growing their business and looking for someone with experience. So twofold question. Perhaps a volunteer may not really want to mentor, but they've got these life skills, or they may want to involve with a business. How do you work through that type of person or volunteer?
Yeah, a couple different parts on that. We frequently, from the schools or from contacts in the community, get very specific requests. You know, do you have a novelist? Do you have a light manufacturing person? And sometimes those folks aren't on the website. Mm. But Martha and I say, yeah, but we know Kiwi at Edensaw, and he would know somebody, and so we have enough community connections that if a request comes in, it's rare that we come back empty-handed. It might be with a resource that actually doesn't have a profile listed. It might be with somebody who is equally interested in learning that, and two people learning together is better than, you know, no expertise in the room. So we do that kind of work quite a bit as well, is the shaking the bushes in the community to find the people that have the skills out there that we know are present but might not be signed up yet.
We want them to create profiles on the site, because then it's there for the next teacher or the next group of kids or
the next knitter.
Codifying it to a certain degree.
Right. Exactly.
How do you let businesses know about this rich opportunity to meet needs, and do you also meet businesses' needs?
We do. The way the site is structured, it's structured through an individual. But as an individual, you can say, I am representing this foundry. And this foundry, when Martha talked about the availability, where you say, I'm available for a cup of coffee and to review a business plan, the other things that are listed there are internships and apprenticeships. So you can be the spokesperson for your company and say, and we have apprenticeships, we have internships,
we do on-the-job training,
we provide job shadowing. All of those things are listed there, so that yes, it's kind of secondarily about the organization, but it's great for the organization to have that contact point, that person that somebody can reach out to say, I saw that you have internships, what do you have available for this summer? I'm a student with nothing better to do. So that's part of the resource that's built in there as well.
So do you track engagement? How do you know how robustly your website is being used? Or how I know you have a number of profiles that you can track, but the interactions, the actual building of bridges, the connecting points, how do you understand that?
So we see it every time a profile is contacted. So the basic workflow is somebody goes there, they don't have to be registered, they can look through all the information they want to. When they find somebody that they want to reach out to, they click a connect button, and at that point we see that. So we see those connections. And it was great to see this big spike in activity, big for us anyway, just the past month when the seniors at the high school had to find community members to work on their senior projects with. And Ben Dow in his career class or senior projects class said, here's a great resource. It's called Skillmation. Dive into this and see if you can find somebody. And so when people started doing those connections, we saw that traffic come through.
Very cool.
We probably should also talk about the youth activity site.
Yeah, that's new and coming, but we can.
Right, you are a resource. I saw that on your front homepage. You know, here are the needs that are existing. Here are the opportunities that are existing. And then I saw that you also cross promote or collaborate with youth activities. Is that what you're referring to?
Right. So this past spring, we got a grant from First Federal Community Foundation to do kind of a sister database, if you will, to the mentorship one that we have already, and that one is for all the different youth activities that are in the county. So we learned that a great number of the different opportunities that organizations have go unfilled, and that's because it's difficult for people to find what those activities are for youth, and it can be anything from soccer camp to, you know, marine biology inspection at the Marine Science Center. And so we are working on, and it'll roll out in 2018, a new resource that a parent, a student, a teacher can go to and just say, I've got an 8-year-old daughter who's interested in mathematics. What can we do this summer? And search that database for all the things that apply there. You know, without even having a site to drive people yet, we've already started a spreadsheet, and we have over 55 different organizations that are listed that have a variety of internships and activities for youth. So we think it's going to be hugely compelling. It's sort of the other side of mentorship was this side of activity-based things that are, you know, almost
opportunities.
More organizationally based than the other. So that one will actually be organizationally driven rather than individual driven.
We only have a few more minutes left, and I wish we could talk on and on, because I have a question about lifelong learning that I'd like to have a moment. I am an avid student, but I'm not your demographic, and I don't have a business. How is this appropriate for someone who is a lifelong learner who, you know what, now I have time. I want to learn Chinese.
Yes. As appropriate for you as anybody else.
I see.
It's not just students, it's lifelong learners. And it's a site where you can go on and just have a really good time just looking at people's profiles and seeing if something sparks your imagination, or going on and using all of the different kinds of filters to see if you can find somebody who would teach you voice or Chinese or knitting anything that you have had a passion to learn and haven't had the time to, and now you do.
So what's in the pipeline? And before we wrap it up, if you could speak to other ways that people could get involved with your organization, if not a mentor. I think I understand that a volunteer comes to the website, fills out a profile, and becomes part of the database as a mentor. But Skillmation as an organization, what's in your pipeline and what are your needs?
So we are a very active kind of working board-driven organization. We have a wonderful advisory board that we call together about once a quarter that involves people from the Young Professionals Network and people from the schools and people from business segments who come in there and kind of help us guide our strategy. Because we are an active working board, we're always looking for more people who kind of see the benefit of mentoring, see the value to the community, see the value to both students and lifelong learners, and want to help us drive our projects forward. And we would welcome the help.
We certainly would.
What a rich website and organization you are. I am really excited to learn more going forward. And I just want to thank you for coming in today.
You're
Martha
welcome.
And Ben from Skillmation. Thank you for spending some time here. And I can't wait to learn more. Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ 91.9. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen. Our production coordinator and sound engineer is Mike Schlexer. I would like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers that work hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and conversations to us here on the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at kptz.org.